What does racial equity have to do with regulations for so-called ghost guns? I'm Kate Ryan.
The local company that helped police departments nationwide close dozens of cold cases. I'm John Doman.
A teenager dies after being found shot in Anne Arundel County. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A year into the COVID pandemic and several weeks into the start of vaccinations, distribution problems are making progress against the virus pretty difficult. We start with correspondent Danya Backus in Los Angeles.
Closures and cancellations at vaccination sites nationwide. The frustration mounting over supply problems.
Today we've just run out. It's completely.
From hospitals to pharmacies, the vaccine crisis comes at a time when a more infectious UK strain could become dominant. This week, Jeff Wilson's Pittsburgh drugstore administered its last dose, not knowing when the state will deliver more.
I asked for 1,000 doses and, you know, they couldn't give me any kind of answer.
In Texas, receiving doses is like playing the lottery.
But from Denver, KCNC-TV's Michael Abeda reports on a local vaccination approach there that could spread.
It's a lofty goal, but if everything goes right, other states may use it as a model to get lots of people vaccinated quickly.
We're going to try to put together a playbook, so to speak, of the traffic flow, the patterns, how our appointments were sent out.
And then there is the pandemic economic fallout, not only for businesses and workers, but localities. By pre-recorded video, President Biden addressed a major conference of mayors about the $150 billion marked for state and local governments in his proposed COVID relief bill.
$350 billion for state and local governments to keep educators, first responders, cops, firefighters, etc. on the job. And you'll have a greater flexibility to use the funding to meet what other needs you have. And we know you have balance your budgets. We know the strain on you.
Obituaries in the news tonight, two of them COVID-related. Longtime radio TV interviewer Larry King.
The only secret in this business, there's no secret. Just be yourself. It always works.
Larry King was 87. So was 1950s, 60s singer Jimmy Rogers, who had a string of so-called crossover hits. Walter Bernstein wrote film scripts for decades, except when he could not, due to the notorious Hollywood blacklist. He had an Oscar nomination for The Front, which was about that situation.
I'm not a writer.
Don't be a defeatist.
Other guys wrote those scripts, not me. I put my name on them. They were blacklisted. I was helping them out. It's my name and their scripts.
Walter Bernstein was 101. Chinese TV. Following rescue efforts for some two dozen miners trapped for 2 weeks now in a gold mine, the latest word is that one miner has been rescued. Somebody has taken a winning lottery ticket in the Friday night $1 billion jackpot. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 1:03, Sunday, January 24th, 2021. 24 degrees, going up to 37. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. Many people from Montgomery and neighboring counties have been crossing into Prince George's to get their shots of COVID vaccine, but the county's working to put a stop to it.
Vaccination pre-registration begins Monday in Prince George's County for Phase 1C, which includes those 65 and older, health and public safety workers, essential workers, including grocery store, public transit, and postal service workers. In a letter to the community, County Executive Angela Alsobrooks says proof of residency or employment will be required at the time of the appointment. Those who have signed up for appointments who do not live or work in Prince George's County will not receive a vaccination at the county site. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Some Arlington County residents will have to wait to get their first dose of the COVID vaccine after their appointments were canceled.
The appointments were made at Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, but they were all canceled after the Virginia State Health Department made changes to how it's going to distribute the vaccine. The cancellations are for appointments scheduled January 26th and after and affect people 75 and older. The Virginia Department of Health says vaccines will now only be distributed to local health districts going forward, not hospitals. Arlington County's board chair says he understands the frustration around this and is asking people to stay patient. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Biden administration officials have been sent a letter from a group representing hotels, which outline how hotels think they can help with the vaccine rollout across the country.
In that letter, the head of the American Hotel and Lodging Association outlines ways he thinks hotels can help with the delivery and distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine in partnership with public health departments. Chip Rogers says hotels operate 24/7, are located in every state, have comprehensive cleanliness protocols, offer ample parking and access, and have refrigeration capabilities to store vaccines. He notes hotels have already been helping by providing lodging for frontline workers of nearby healthcare facilities and providing lodging in the D.C. area for members of the National Guard who were brought in for inauguration security. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
A 17-year-old boy was found shot to death in Anne Arundel County. He was found on Route 50 near Rutland Road, then taken to a hospital around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, where he later died. Police say, however, the teen was shot in Prince George's County, and it's being investigated as a homicide. We'll bring you more information as it becomes available. Weeks after it was first spotted, people keep flocking to a Maryland park to take a peek at a rare bird.
That's what a painted bunting sounds like, according to the American Bird Conservancy. But it's the sight of a male painted bunting that's gotten people excited. The bright multicolored bird with its blue head, red belly, and green back has been spotted numerous times on the Maryland side of Great Falls. A National Park Service worker tells WTOP the sightings continued this past week, and the number of visitors to the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal National Historical Park is definitely up. The Washington Post reports the bird is commonly seen in Florida and other parts of the South, but rarely in Maryland, and that it may have ventured further north because of climate change. John Aaron, WTOP News.
It's 107.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
For our military families, Americans can show appreciation through education.
Because of you, I will walk across the stage.
I can show my children that they can succeed at any point in their life.
I will be able to make a positive difference in the lives of other people.
I was able to achieve my dreams and work on eradicating some of the world's top diseases.
I was able to get the education that I always wanted. Because